Blog Talk Radio.
From the Cyber Station USA studios in Quincy, Massachusetts, it's Music Friday, the end of the week program where you choose the bands we interview and we put them on the air for you to talk to. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. I'm in Los Angeles broadcasting every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Cyber Station USA network, the Blog Talk Radio network, and our affiliated radio stations around the United States. It's October 4th, 2013, and today we will be talking with two very different, very good bands from Toronto, Canada, Don Stagg and Ann Burston of Dream Aria, and from Los Angeles, California, Seamus and David Blackwell of the new band, the great band, the young band, Canto. Now, don't forget, it's you who choose the bands. If you have a band that you want us to interview, just go to our website, musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, and click on your choice and tell us who you want to hear on the show. We count the votes for bands, and the top two vote getters every week are our guests, or sometimes we just pick bands we like too. But go to the website, musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, click on your choice, and tell us who you want us to hear. Now, any kind of music is okay. Well, maybe not classical, but rock, hip-hop, country, pop, techno, jazz, blues, world music, they're all good. So that's musicfriday.nationbuilder.com. Now, before we introduce our first guest, I want to give you a quick word from our wonderful sponsor, Solar City. Solar power is a huge win-win for homeowners, but a lot of people are reluctant to take the plunge into solar because of the upfront cost. Well, Solar City has eliminated that. With Solar City, you can go solar for zero upfront costs on approved credit. Solar City will come out and install a solar system on your home for free. You only pay for the power you use, just like you do with the utility company, but you pay a lower monthly cost because the sun's making as much as half of your electricity. Solar City pays for the system, it insures the system, it maintains the system. All you have to do is enjoy the savings. So if you've been ready for solar, but solar hasn't been ready for you, it is now at Solar City. And incidentally, Solar City is America's number one clean energy provider. You've probably seen their green trucks in your neighborhood. That means your neighbors are getting solarized. Well, you can get solarized by calling my friend Tina at Solar City. That's 909-618-6937. That's 909-618-6937. Tell Tina that Music Friday sent you, that Patrick sent you, and she will give you a $250 deduction off of your first bill. Oh, I want to let everybody out there who listened to us on Blog Talk know that the chat room is open. I see we've got some guests logged in already. Hi, if you got a question, just let us know. Right now, however, we have to take a quick break to welcome in our radio affiliates. So when we come back, Dream Aria, we talk to the core of the band, Don Stagg and Ann Burston. Don't go away.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA, always on the go.
And we're back. I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, and I want to welcome our radio listeners across the country. And I want to say a special shout-out to our radio listeners down in Tampa Bay, Florida. I know that the hurricane season's coming up, and I hope it misses you this time. So welcome to all of our radio listeners on the great 1490 WWPR in Tampa Bay. And on the other side of the country, way up in the mountains in Ashland, Oregon, I know we have some FM listeners. We're not just an AM program. We also have FM listeners. And our FM listeners are on KSKQ-FM in Ashland, Oregon, a great college town, too. All of us, all of you out there can join us by email. You can email your questions in at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. That's musicfridaylive@gmail.com. You can also be part of the show. If you want to be on the show, you can call us, 347-215-7511. That's 347-215-7511. And after the show, don't forget to check out the website, musicfriday@nationbuilder.com. Well, many bands know how to bring power to the stage and the studio. Hard drumming, a wall of guitar riffs, over-the-top vocals, we all know it and we all love it. But very few bands can bring power with nuance, power with story, power with complexity and sheen. And the only band I know that can do all of that and with beauty, which is not a term usually used for hard rock, is Dream Area. Dream Area has been combining power, nuance, and beauty since their first album, The Wake, in 2005. They went on to refine and diversify their sound and expand their global audience with a much-acclaimed release, Transcend, in 2008. And now they've transcended Transcend with a new album, Fallen Angel. Fallen Angel brings Dream Area and rock music to a new level where each of the parts is exquisitely perfect, but the whole is much, much greater than the sum of the parts. And we are fortunate today to have the core of Dream Area with us, Ann Burstyn and Don Stagg. Don and Ann, welcome to Music Friday.
Hi, Patrick. Wow.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. In just a second, I'm going to play the title track to just to give our audience, who may not be familiar with the music, an idea of why I'm so excited to have you here. But first, for those people who do not know your music, I need to ask you the question that you probably answered 1,000 times, but I got to ask it anyway. What genre are you?
Don?
Every possible genre you can think of.
Well,
almost.
Yeah, I think generally we go with, you know, progressive rock with a twist, added with world music and a bit of ambient and goth probably thrown in the mix there. With a lot of soul, a lot of heart and soul. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty good. And in fact, if somebody had asked me to describe it, I wouldn't have been quite as eloquent, but that's about what I have said too. All right. Well,
great.
With that in mind, let's listen to a little bit of this.
Thanks.
Well, that's just a sample of the kind of complexity and sheen that you two know how to bring to music. It's amazing. How long did it take you to put that together?
Well, that particular song, Don, that might, it always starts with Don and Gary, so maybe I'll let Don answer that part first, and then I can mention
okay,
that a
go
bit.
Ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, Gary started with a riff on the bass that got me going on it. And then I just wrote some piano parts to his riff and just expanded upon it.
And Gary,
so how long did it take? I would say probably 3 weeks.
3 weeks. So you must have laid down a lot of tracks for that.
I'm sure we put all 16 tracks in there.
And of course, Gary is Gary Flint, who's your drummer and your producer and your engineer, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, and just let everybody know that the band is more than just the two of you. You also have Gary Flint on drums and John Castleman, who plays bass and backup vocals. Anybody else I've missed?
Well, we had a variety of guitars. So, yeah, the guest guitarist that came in for that last CD.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Kurt Schechter from Alana Miles, and Tim Welch, Mike Phelps, Rob Masiokas, Mark McClay, I don't want to leave anybody out, and Mark Crossley.
Forget our residential guitar player, Andrew.
He's not on the album, but
he's not on that album.
But now he's our sort of fixed guitarist, so he'll be writing with us soon.
So each of the songs in this album has its own style and its own sound and its kind of own color. I mean, no two songs are alike. Do you put together a different team for each song?
No. It's always Don and Gary that start it off. And then I'll come in and listen and get an idea of what the song means or sounds like to me. And then I'll come up with a title usually first, and then I'll write random words. And then I'll figure out what the story is, what it means to me anyway, and I'll run it by the guys, and if they're okay with it, then I'll write the rest of the lyrics and then do a ghost vocal melody track and then put the two together and off we go.
Well,
and of course, the guitars come in and do their thing, and then bass players. Yeah.
Well,
it's very magical. I always say it's very magical. It comes together very easily with these guys. It's a blessing.
Well, here's some of that magic now. This is the rhythm of now. I think that's a good example. That's Rhythm of Now, and that's a good example of why two songs don't sound alike.
True.
tell us about that one, because it is quite different than Fallen Angel. Was that, first of all, is that your voice carrying it there, Anne?
Don? Still there?
Anne's voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Anne singing on it.
But it has a different timbre to the voice than Fallen Angel. Were you modulating it somehow?
Oh, I don't think so. Just that Anne is able to create many different voices. See, that's what makes her amazing, is her style, many different styles to match her music.
Hello, guys? Can you
hear
me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I couldn't hear you for a few minutes. I was completely gone. So I'm sorry, what was the question? How are we answering that?
The timbre of your voice in Rhythm of Now is distinctly different than the timbre of your voice in Fallen Angel, and Don was saying that you have a variety of different voices. Is this a skill you've been working on over the years?
Since I was four, yeah. I like to imitate pretty much anybody, and even any instruments. I used to sing any instrument parts, any vocalist, male or female, and just play around and, come up with different styles and timbres and feels. So I get to use my different colors, I guess I like to say. The band lets me experiment, and they let me have fun with it and be creative. So it's great. I appreciate it.
Well, we all have fun with it, and we're getting emails in from your fans or soon-to-be fans. Mike in Maine has emailed us. It sounds great, Patrick. This band is outstanding. And since Mike is in Maine, I'm going to also read an email from 6660 in Tampa, who wants to know, when will we see you in the United States? Have you ever toured in the U.S.?
I wish. Don? Yeah, it depends on logistics, time and money and all that good stuff. We'd like to.
Okay.
Right now we're ready to roll. We're in game shape live wise. We got a concert coming up on November the 1st. We just played a couple small festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love to tour.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be great. Yeah.
We're talking with Don Stagg and Ann Burston of Dream Aria, a Toronto-based band that with a global audience. And I wanted to ask you, in Rhythm of Now, you have a line, live for today, survive your mistakes, we're all together in this game. Mm-hmm. What mistakes have you survived?
Oh, gosh. Do we have to go there? Well, I think we've all made some mistakes and then, obviously we've all made mistakes, and that's how you learn and grow. I mean, you try not to make the same mistakes twice, and if you make it twice and three times and four times, then, it's all about letting that go and forgiving anybody that's, hurt you or any situation that's harmed you, and just taking it as a lesson and moving forward and living in, today, not even worrying about the future, just living in the moment, really.
Which explains the line that the past robs you blind, haunting your mind, and reality
yes.
can be a night. Okay, all right.
Yes, exactly.
Amy Downer in Atlanta wants to know, are you the same on stage as you are in the studio?
Yeah, I would say for sure, except that Gary, our drummer and producer engineer, uses a real drum kit live. And it's a full kit, and it's loud, and he just bangs the, what's out of it. It's awesome. I love being able to feel the live drums behind me. And we tend to rock it up just a little bit more and add a couple of, little extra nuances here and there that you might not hear on the CD. But we keep it fairly true to the CD, of course, the lyrics and the general music. So.
Got a lot of people in the chat room right now. I see that guests.
Oh, I like to dance. Sorry.
You like to dance? Yes, I can see that.
In the studio, you can't really dance around. On stage, you can move. And the rest of the guys can move around too. Anyway, in the chat room, we've got who?
Oh, we've got lots of people in the chat room.
Awesome.
I'm just asking guest 1140. You've just logged in. Let us know if you have any comments or questions for our guests today. And of course, We're talking with Dream Aria. We're talking with Don Stagg and Ann Burston of Dream Aria, and let's make sure that we tell people where they can get your music. They can download your music at Dream Aria. That's DREAMARIM.com. They can also get your music on iTunes too, can't they?
That's yes. correct.
Yeah.
So go to iTunes. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, a lot of people have trouble with our name, so I'm glad you spelled it out. But it is just Dream, like a dream, and then Aria, A-R-I-A, like a song or melody. Some people think it's Aria, so we have to be careful. That's no, not A-R-E-A, it's A-R-I-A. Anyway, throwing that out there.
It just makes sense that it wouldn't be Dream Aria. It's got to be Dream Aria.
Well, yes, well, we've heard it all, believe me.
I'm sure you have. I'm gonna play a little bit more of your music here, and one that has always kind of stood out for me is, and I want you to talk about when we're done with it. It seems like it's sort of off in a different place a little bit. Here it is. It's mm-hmm. Raindrops.
Oh, cool.
Decisions.
to me, that's a remarkable piece of music. The way you have blended all the parts in there, just amazing. Mm-hmm. Is that something else that took you months to put together, or did that just flow?
As far as I know, that just was another one of the flows. I don't think we've really had any trouble with the writing. It just comes. And that's what's so amazing about working with these guys is they'll say, hey, Ann, you know, we've got something new, and I'll come in and I'll just sit there with my jaw on the floor. Like, wow, you know, how did you do that? You know, wow. And then I just get lost in the music and I find it so easy to write. Because as you said, there's so much going on and so much that, I don't know, I keep saying it, that magic, that it's easy to get lost and to just go away on some fantasy world and write really anything to it. It's amazing. I don't know how long it took them to do that. Don, how long were you guys working on that?
I suspect a week or two.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. They're very fast. That's the thing. They saw a lot of inspiration.
That's going back 8 years now.
I know. You know what, Don?
I just listened to that
a couple of days ago. I put that on a couple of days ago. I haven't heard it in years. And I'm singing along going, wow, I love this song. So there you go.
Well, so do I, and I couldn't resist it. I knew it was not on the new album, but I just had to reach back in and remind our audience see how you've evolved and how you've changed, because and how the differences have begun to surface. But and mm-hmm. you a couple of times you have said you love working with these guys. You're the face of the band. You're visually and vocally, you're out in front, and yet in this conversation, you put yourself kind of in the background. Is that the way it is, or is this a deliberate decision, or just does it change depending on the situation?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I've always wanted us to all be sort of out front and center and all that kind of thing. But the guys are, I think, I don't know, they're a little shy. I'm pretty shy, too. But, you know, people like to see the face behind the music. So I was okay with sort of getting out there and having fun with it, you know, doing some photo shoots and things. Like, okay, you know, that's fine. And, of course, you know, when you're the vocalist, you are sort of out front and center, which can be a little nerve-wracking, but... it's something you have to overcome. I mean, I did have severe stage fright, so I've had to really force myself to overcome that. But I like to still think that, you know, we're all one unit and one face, one band. But like you said, the reality is that they pick out, you know, faces and sort of stick that with the music, right? But
Don, you're about to say something there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gary and I both like to just hide away a little bit. We don't like doing interviews or so on and so forth. We just like to hide away in the studio and just write.
Do their thing, yeah. No, you like interviews. You just don't want to be like on TV interviews, right, Don?
Any interviews.
Any interviews. Oh no!
Well, you can. Well, in that case, then Don, you can always hang up, and I could just continue talking with Ann.
No,
don't
he's
do that.
Good.
Please don't do that.
He's good.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that they're shy and you're not, because you make a wonderful. Well, you make a wonderful front for the band. Let me tell you. Let me just say that. We're getting some more email in, and Suffer Now in New York City wants to know, the girl, and I guess that means you, Ann, the girl said that you have goth in their music. Does that mean that you also wear costumes on stage?
No, I mean, I like to dress up on stage for sure, but I don't wear these sort of, you know, actually in one of our performances I did wear sort of a gothic outfit on our live Image FM. I did two costume changes. One was an Indian sari, like with the midriff top and the long flowy skirt. And the other one was more of a gothic kind of look. And I did that for fun. It's not something you'd really wear outside every day. But the last number of gigs we've had, I haven't really dressed up in any particular style. But I do like the sort of gothic look, I guess you could say. And I'd be open to doing like 5 costume changes if there were time. Have all different kinds of, wear all kinds of different things. But Yeah, it's an interesting question. But, you know, if you're looking at bands like Within Temptation and that sort of thing, they have really elaborate gowns.
Yeah.
They go all out. And I don't have anything quite that elaborate, but you never know. I might surprise our fans.
Well, I will follow you on YouTube, and of course, if you ever come to Los Angeles, I will definitely be right there front and center to see how many costumes you bring with you. And I imagine traveling with a lot of costumes, so it gets a little more difficult. Let me backtrack a little bit here. As we've been discussing, your music comes from many, many sources.
Yes.
Musical sources. Do you also draw from literary sources?
Very rarely. Personally, for myself, very rarely. It's mostly...
I do.
Don does. Yeah, Don, you answer that part.
Like, for instance, Winter Storm. I read a book on World War II about Stalingrad, and that's how that came about.
Wow.
Winter Storm.
That was a very heavy winter storm. Okay, well, I've just noticed that there's always a flowing image, kind of a storyline in your songs. And I thought that maybe you drew them. And as you said, you do have some there. I want to also play another one of your earlier songs. This is one that has always fascinated me. Transcend. And I can just imagine you on stage just whirling and whirling to that.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite song, I have to say, out of all the songs we've done. And I like a lot of our stuff, obviously, but that's my favorite song.
And I can see why, and it just creates such a totally different environment. It's like taking a trip into outer space. And that's one thing I want to tell our listeners, and as you listen to this band, and of course we're talking to Ann Burstyn and Don Stagg of Dream Aria, and you can talk to them too. You can call us at 347-215-7511, or you can keep up with the email if you're sitting there at work and you've got your headphones on, you don't want your boss to know that you're listening to us instead of to that training video. You can email us at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. When you buy one of their albums or download their songs, which everybody should do, listen to them with headphones on. It's the kind of music that really deserves the kind of attention and purity that headphones can give you. So listen to them with your headphones on. And I don't know if the two of you tell people that when you advise people that when you send out your music, but I think that they really should.
It is good advice, for sure. Yeah, it does make a difference.
And that's because there's so much going on in there. It's just
there is.
Just amazing. And only with headphones can you actually hear all the things that are going on there. Well, unfortunately, go ahead.
I was just going to say that it makes you feel more immersed in it, like, you know, really surrounds you, and you really can get lost in it, and that's I love that.
So do I.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people this is music to get lost in. But unfortunately, I'm also hearing some music from my producer, which says this is music to say goodbye in, because we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for being with us, Ann and Don. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks,
Patrick,
for having us on Music Friday.
Yeah, and hello out there to all the listeners and fans and friends. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That's Ann Burstyn and Don Stagg of Dream Aria, and you can download their new album and all of their albums from their MySpace page or their Facebook page, or go right to their website, and the website once again is Dream, that's D-R-E-A-M, Aria, A-R-I-A.com, all one word. We've got to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, Canto, 60s rock for the 21st century. Don't go away, you're listening to Music Friday.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation UFA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone.
That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Our troops aren't the only ones fighting right now. Thousands of military families are in crisis. They're fighting financial battles, how to pay the bills, even how to keep their homes and feed their children. You can help by supporting Operation Homefront, a national nonprofit that provides emergency assistance for military families and for wounded warriors when they come home. To learn more about how you can help, go to OperationHomefront.net.
Hi, we're back. You're listening to Music Friday, and that was that. Boy, I love those people, the Dream Aria, and I do hope they tour in the United States. In a few minutes, we're going to have 60s rock for the 21st century. Canto is going to be with us, and in fact, we do have some of Canto with us right now. But in the meantime, there we go. Okay. In the meantime, I have to remind everybody that you're listening to Music Friday. I'm Patrick O'Heffernan. You can call in. You can be part of the show, 347-215-7511. Or if you're sitting there at work and you've got your headphones on and you don't want your boss to know you're listening to us instead of to that training video, you can email us at musicfridaylive, don't forget the live, at gmail.com. That's musicfridaylive@gmail.com. And I want to remind you of our wonderful, wonderful sponsor, SolarCity, America's number one supplier of clean energy. SolarCity will install a solar system on your home or business at no upfront cost on approved credit. That's right, no upfront cost. All you have to do is call 909-618-6937. That's 909-618-6937. And tell the person who answers the phone, who will be my friend Tina, that Music Friday sent you, Music Friday Radio sent you, that Patrick sent you, and you will get a $250 discount on your order. So that's 909-618-6937. Okay, it's time to have fun. Music fun. Beach fun, all kinds of fun. And that is what Canto does. It's amazing how much music these three young men can generate and how much of it is fun. All of it's fun. So whether you're dancing on the pier at Santa Monica or rocking in a club in New York, Canto brings energy and joy and guitar chops and fun. And they've got a new video out and a new EP out for even more fun. And the most fun of all is that two of the three brothers are here, Seamus and David Blackwell. Hi, welcome to Music Friday.
How you doing?
Did you guys practice that?
No. We're not even in the same room.
Oh, you were perfectly harmonized. Okay.
Well, awesome.
Let's make sure that the audience is familiar with each of you and your voices. So, Seamus, what's your role in the band?
I play guitar and vocals.
Okay, and we now know what you sound like. Dave, what's your role in the band?
I play drums, and about it.
We had a little bit of cutoff there, but you play the drums, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We're having a little bit, and I think we'll just continue. We're having a little bit of trouble with your line, David, but I think we'll just keep right on going. So So don't worry about it. Much has been made of your 60s and 70s influence, and I think it's why there's such a lot of fun in your band. So I want to give our audience a little taste, a taste of that. We're going to play a little bit of You Know. Well, that is a lot of fun, but it's not exactly a sunny story. You start out with "It's Not Fair," then "I'm Worthless," and you go on to "Get Out of Here as Fast as We Can." What are you trying to say in that song?
I guess it's just about being dissed by a girl, I suppose, to put it bluntly, like so many songs.
that's true. So many songs are. But in the video, you wind up in the end with the girl.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that video
buddy
we just released.
So it's not so cool.
What's that?
But he's hanging out with us, so it's not so cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. And I think don't I wake up in the end? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I prefer to stay with the dream. It's more fun.
Yeah.
All right. Now I understand you two are part of a large family. You have what, six brothers and sisters?
There's six boys total, including us, and then two girls. So there is. Oh, I'm sorry. There's seven boys total. Jeez. Wow.
Well,
so there's nine kids total.
But you're the real musical ones, isn't that the case?
You know, we like to think so. We have one brother who's trying to learn the trumpet, but you know.
But maybe we'll hear from him, and he'll call in and say, "What do you mean trying?" But in any case, your family has been musical, though. You started with a musical environment, didn't you?
Yeah, that's true. We come on our mother's side, more specifically. We had an upbringing in a lot of classical music, really, choral music, like four-part harmony kind of stuff, more classical. So that's sort of where I guess it's rooted in our musical interests.
You know, it's interesting. I interview a lot of emerging bands with artists in them that are your age, and you're both under 20 too, under 20 up to maybe 30, and an awful lot of them have classical backgrounds, and they all have different answers to my next question, which is, did that classical background prepare you for rock and roll, or is it irrelevant?
No, I think it's totally relevant, which I think people are starting to realize more these days. I know for a while, you know, I guess classical music was just uncool. Which, you know, you wouldn't exactly, like, roll into a party listening to classical music. So in that sense, it's not, you know, cool, but if you want to make good music, if you want to understand good music, then classical music is a large part of that, I think.
Well, I think I just heard a cheer up from around the country from the baby boomers in my audience. I want to change the tempo a little bit here, and you know what this is. This is Old and New.
And you know I try. What can I do that you
that's old and new, and it's a different tempo than you know. But what I love in that song is the understated finger guitar work. It really makes that song stand out, and it demonstrates your chops, too. I mean, that's you, isn't it, Shamus, playing the guitar there?
Yeah, that is. That is me.
Did you sit down and work that out, or did it just kind of come naturally?
You know, it's funny you should mention the guitar parts, because that was a song that was more, a lot of our songs I feel are guitar driven, and that was a song where I sort of wanted to focus on a melody, really, as opposed to just like, I don't know, shredding on the guitar, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was a song where the going into it, writing it, was a little bit different, and it was sort of a step forward for us, I think, looking at the song as a whole, really. But that, you know, I liked that one. It was a lot of fun doing.
Well, it's interesting that your music is guitar driven, and that one, by understating the guitar and making it very precise finger work, you actually, I think, strengthened the whole piece. It gave it a different landscape, and a more interesting landscape, but a landscape that really kind of draws you in. So I really have to compliment you on thinking that one through, because it worked. It really
Thank
worked
you.
Well. You said you started out with classical choral. So how did you get introduced to the guitar?
The guitar specifically. I mean, you know, when we were a little bit younger, like getting out of grade school, going into high school, we just, you know, developed our own taste and, you know, more contemporary music like rock and hip hop and stuff. And I had, we went to a small high school, very small high school. I think my graduating class was 14 people total. And so we were a close, tight-knit group of friends, and had a friend who played guitar. And I noticed he'd get all the girls would go up to him during a recess on the playground while he's out sitting on the bench playing guitar. And so that's what I wanted to do. I got jealous. And so that's okay. Where I started to learn to play guitar.
That seems to be a recurring theme about the girls. We're getting some email in here from your fans, and the first one is, does Seamus always do all the talking? That's from Serious Beast in Austin. Do you always do all the talking, Seamus?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't.
I heard David back there trying to say something.
Geez, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you do. I guess you do most of the talking.
Okay. Well, Serious Beast in Austin noticed. However, we have Various Five in Los Angeles, and Various Five wants to know: tell us about their tour. Are they going to be in L.A.? And of course, you've already been playing in L.A. too. I think that your next tour dates are in New York.
They are. Yeah, we're going to be playing the CBGB Music and Film Festival. And we actually have three dates in a row. This coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And
see, this,
I don't know the places by name, but they're on our website and our Facebook and stuff like that.
Well, for those of you who want to look, you can Bands in Town also has their list too. But you can go to their website, and you can also, and their website incidentally is cantotheband.com. That's cantotheband.com. Those dates are October 10th. You're going to be playing in the Delancey in New York. New York City.
Yep.
October 11th, you're going to be at the National Underground. And October 12th, this is kind of interesting. You're playing in Times Square. You're just going to be out there in the middle of Times Square?
Yeah, it's going to be an acoustic set. I guess the idea is there's no mics, there's no anything like that. We'll just be plumb in the middle of Times Square. So that'll be fun.
So does that mean you'll be playing acoustic guitar and not electric guitar?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, that's is that going to change things a lot, the way you sound?
Yeah, I mean, we've done acoustic sets before, and there's definitely adjustments that need to be made.
Whenever we do like an acoustic set, we kind of like rework the song so that we sit down and rework them so that we can so that they come off well acoustically.
Well, my hat's off to you, because that's not an easy thing to do. So congratulations on that one. I want to play a little bit of that 60s. Influences in, well, actually, I'm already started playing it because we're getting a lot of people who are asking about your influences. So before you talk about that, let's play another one of your songs. Okay, this is Dirty Water. Well, that's the old Standells tune. Can I assume that the Standells are one of your influences?
To be totally honest, we did that song because we were asked to. but that being said, I love that song. I think the Standells are pretty rad, and we're influenced by, you know, all their contemporaries and, you know, and them included. But, it's sort of funny the way we did that cover for the EP.
Well, you kind of made it unique. You sort of made it your own there, which, of course, is what you do with all the music you play. Well, Sue MC in Seattle wants to know what's on your playlist. Okay, so who's on your playlist when you're listening to your favorite bands?
It's a constant for me. It's a constant. There's always stuff I'm listening to, but it changes almost daily. At the very least, weekly, and I'd say this past week I've been listening to a lot of Daft Punk, the new what albums just came out? The new Kings of Leon album I really enjoy, and the new Arctic Monkeys album. But that's just more recent stuff, I guess. Older stuff. I've been listening to a lot of I've always been a huge fan of The Ventures, and they're one of my big guitar influences, but I've sort of been revisiting that recently. And so that's what's been on my playlist recently.
Well, that's a pretty good playlist. The Ventures, of course, are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that they do great L.A. surf music, which is what I was raised with. Pipeline is one of their classics.
I love that.
Dave, how about you? What's in your playlist?
For me, it's the same as Seamus, where I'm always listening to something different. For me right now, though, older stuff. Well, not exactly old. I've been listening to a lot of Pixies lately. They've always kind of been like, I've always really liked them, and now I'm just kind of like getting more into them and getting to the deeper stuff. I love the new Arctic Monkeys album, AM. this year has been like awesome for new albums. I've been listening to the new Queens of the Stone Age album a lot, which I love.
The Nine Inch Nails one is pretty cool too.
The Nine Inch Nails one is awesome.
Yeah. The Pixies, that's kind of interesting. They go back to 1986, and that's an alt-rock band from Boston, which kind of shot up and then shot down again. I don't hear them mentioned an awful lot, and I'm glad you
yeah,
you
I
did
was just
mention.
Talking about this the other day with my mom. We were listening to them, and they're not, like, crazy, like, popular, not, like, U2 popular, but they do have this kind of underground, like, cult following with, like, really dedicated fans and people who, like, really love it. And I think they're, like, one of, like, the forerunners of, like, you know, a lot of the alternative rock that you hear today.
And a forerunner of yours, I think I hear a little bit of Andrew Queen in some of your songs, so... You could tell there's some definitely some influence there. We're talking with two of the three members of a fabulous band called Canto, a Los Angeles-based band. We're talking with Seamus Blackwell and Dave Blackwell, and you can be part of the show. You can call in 347-215-7511, or you can email us, as many of you are. And we have so many people here emailing who want to know where they can get your music. So why don't you tell them again?
You can find us on the internet, like everything else. we're at cantotheband.com, and that has you can find links to all our stuff there, Facebook and iTunes and that sort of thing.
I'm pretty sure you could listen to the old EP on YouTube too. Our YouTube channel is Canto Official, and our whole EP is there, and you could just listen to it.
Okay.
Lucy, and you can also buy it on iTunes.
Lucy B. in Oakland. Well, of course they should. Lucy B. in Oakland writes, I know you guys are based in L.A., but we love surf music up here in Northern California, too. Please come on up and play for us. We've got lots of great clubs in Oakland. It's not as glitzy as Los Angeles, but we're warm and loving, particularly with guys like you. That sounds like a great invitation.
Thanks. We're from the Bay Area, actually. We're from San Francisco. So it would be nice to go back up to
hometown. Next year in June we are playing at the it's for the California Music Industry Summit at a nightclub, which, do you remember the name of that?
No, that's a long, that's like a year. It's like a year away, dude.
Yeah, I know, but if there's not any between now and then, there's that.
Well, Lucy, once again, it's cantotheband.com, and it's got their show dates there, and when they've got their Northern California dates posted, you can attend them. Hopefully that one's a public something that anybody can go to. But go to their website, cantotheband.com. All right, a song that has all kinds of interesting things in it. Steel-toed boots. The guitar work in that is fabulous.
Thank you.
And I take it that's you, Seamus, doing that. You mentioned the ventures earlier, and that kind of reminds me a little bit of the ventures, but that is just superb. That's the kind of guitar work that I remember from listening to Santana, for instance. Among others, whose son, incidentally, is going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. But that is classic rock and roll guitar. And so tell us, why did classic rock and roll guitar appeal to people your age? Why not lots of other kinds of styles? Where did that come from?
Well, that was just kind of, you know, like what our parents listened to was, you know, a lot to like Led Zeppelin and stuff. And the first album that we bought was a Led Zeppelin 4, I think it was. And that, you know, we had a CD player, and that's all we listened to for a long time.
So, we listened to Led Zeppelin 4 on repeat probably like 500 times.
Yeah.
All right.
So after a while,
so
it's kind of like it gets into your head.
It gets into my head. That guitar beginning there is priceless, to say the least. And unfortunately, what else is priceless is the time, because we are going to be running out of time pretty quickly here. So once more, let's make sure everybody knows that you're going to be touring in New York, and you're going to be touring in New York this very, very soon, actually, October 10th at the Delancey, October 11th in National Underground. And anybody can go out and see you October 12th. You're going to be setting up in Times Square. Also want to make sure everybody knows that they can download your music at cantotheband.com, cantotheband.com, and also on iTunes. And guys, I can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to your music. This has been a great week
Thank
for me
you.
Because I listen to everybody's music over and over again before the show, and yours has just been a delight. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
We're unfortunately, I can say we're out of time. You can follow Canto at cantotheband.com. Right now, you've been listening to Music Friday with Patrick O'Heffernan from the CyberStation USA Network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and our radio affiliates. If you like us on Facebook or you follow our Twitter feed, you'll get a real-time update on our guests. Vote for your favorite musician on musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, and we'll invite them on the show. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Hi, Lars. Our program director is Jason Bartleman. Our intern is Angeline Serrano, who I'd hoped was going to be on the show today, but I guess she couldn't make it. This program is produced by Fairness Radio Productions at the Music Friday Studios in Los Angeles, California. And you can download this at Music Friday programs at cyberstationusa.com or at blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned right now for Mike Siegel on the CyberStation Network. I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, and we're going to listen to Dirty Water now.